Guys, welcome to day 3 of the Manifesting Money Workshop. Oh my gosh, I just can't even explain how giddy I am about the fact that you guys are doing this work, that you're investing this time and this energy. And the reason why this is so important, if you're familiar with my story, you would know that I am very big in getting coaches. I'm very big in investing in yourself. I'm very big in investing not only your money, but mostly your time. So I did not invest any money until a year's worth of this work, guys. If you haven't already heard my episode about the last round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, I think that's what the podcast episode is called, but it talks about how I was doing all the free work, I was reading the books, and I was, you know, doing those things, which causes a shift. But like, when you invest your money, it's a new thing. But like, it starts here. It starts by doing the free work. It starts by listening to the podcast and, you know, tuning into these free workshops, because they're everywhere once you start to open your mind to it and you're becoming aware of all the possibilities. And honestly, it's an awakening. And if you guys are seeing angel numbers, if you're seeing 111, 222, 333, 444, I feel like I have to warn people that they're going to start seeing them, because you're working with me and I am aligned. And when you start to really tune into, you know, what is in store for you, this is what happens. And I'm just here to help you guys along the way. So super, super excited to be talking all about aligned action today. This is going to be talking about the difference between aligned action and inspired action. We're going to be talking about your intuition versus your ego, and we're going to be stepping into the highest version of ourselves. Like I said before, you can't just sit here and wish and everything will happen. You have to take action, but this is the kind of action that you need to take. So super excited for you guys to do this work. Again, if you don't already have a pen and paper, make sure you do so. And yes, let's get right to it. Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, I just want to take a quick second to remind you that if you are listening to this audio right now, it's for a reason. It means that I still have a spot available in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. So this is where I'm going to be working with 4 makeup artists over 6 weeks, teaching you guys every single thing that I know about manifesting, business, strategy, structure, marketing. So this program is actually not for anybody who just wants to know the basics of business. This is not for anybody who just wants to make a quick buck doing makeup. This 6-week program is actually for those who are truly, truly ready to step into their fullest potential. This is for those who have those really, really big ideas. They just maybe don't have the strategy and structure to make it happen. This is for those who really want to make money work for them, not the other way around. The reason why I'm only taking 4 people in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind is because that is all I can energetically handle in order to properly serve all of you guys. The second reason is because I'm going to be bringing on experts to teach you everything that they have taught me when it comes to business, strategy, structure, marketing. And the third reason why is because you guys are going to be doing this work together. You're going to be talking about your wins together. You're going to be talking about your struggles together. You're going to be talking about your kits, your rates together. And I really truly believe that this is the number one way to up level by connecting and collaborating with other people who are operating at this higher frequency with you. So I'm super excited for those who are going to be in the next round. But if you are listening to this right now and you have chills or butterflies or you just feel really light, this is a sign that this is for you. So if this is for you, head over to my website right now and book a 15-minute one-on-one call so we can see if this program is right for you. We are officially starting day 3, the last day of the Manifesting Money Workshop for you, for makeup artists in the beauty industry. And today we're going to be talking all about, aligned action. And I'm going to be teaching you guys all of the things that you can do to truly, truly step into the highest version of yourself. And so the first day, we got super, super clear on what it is that we're attracting. That's the first step. That is the feminine energy step of getting clear on what you're attracting. Because when you take this time and then you go do the hustle and the grind and stuff like that, and you get clear first, you are going to attract whatever it is that you are focused on the most. So when you guys are truly, truly using the law of attraction to your advantage, and you are, you know, doing
the hustle and the grind with the end goal in mind, it helps the process. So first day, we get super clear on who we are attracting this money from, our ideal clients, and how much money. This is a very, very important part of the process. Yesterday, we got super clear on the beliefs that are holding us back from believing that we can obtain this money, that we can make money being a makeup artist. We are truly, truly getting so deep on the beliefs that are holding us back that are telling us that it's not possible, or that it's going to be hard, or that it's not going to be easy, right? And we just contradict that belief, right? Like, if we want it to be easy, it can be easier just by us believing it. Obviously, we're still going to have to do the work, which is what we're going to be talking about today. But the work is not what you guys think it is. This journaling, goal setting, money goal setting is the work, and I cannot preach it enough. Showing up for yourself for free on these events and stuff like that, listening on the podcast, that's the work. And I really want to program that into your brain before we get into today's exercise. So I'm going to be teaching you all about aligned action, and this is my definition of aligned action. So if you have your pen and paper, which you guys know I'm super on it with you guys having everything written down so that you can program it in your subconscious mind, I want you to write down aligned action. And the definition I want you to write is taking action from the highest version of yourself that already has everything you want or desire. So I'm going to repeat this one more time. Aligned action is taking action from the highest version of yourself that already has everything that you want or desire. In other words, taking action on what feels good. And I'm going to be describing what's different between inspired action and aligned action, because like all the things that I'm teaching you guys, I just want you to get super clear on what feels good. Because if it feels good, it's probably part of your process, right? If it doesn't feel good, then it's probably not part of your process, right? And I think this is really important to be able to tune in when stuff feels good for you and when it doesn't. Because if you have a bad vibe about something, it's for a reason. It's a bad vibration. Like, there's literally so much science to this, but when you guys can tune in to what is right for you, your body will literally tell you if you feel heavy, that's your body telling you that something's not right. And I want you guys to be able to tune into that. So inspired action. So this is another one I want you to write down. Inspired action is taking action on the things that light you up before your ego talks you out of it. Again, this is like my definition. You can look it up in different ways, but this is just how I like to explain it. Inspired action is taking action before your ego talks you out of it. Because again, your ego is always, always going to try to protect you and keep you in your comfort zone. But if you want to have results that you've never had before, you have to do things that you have never done before. And when you can really learn the difference, that is when your process will expedite. And there's this little thing that I like to call quantum jumping. I might actually put this in the email for you guys, is that when you guys start to trust your intuition more and take that leap of faith and take trusting that opposed to not listening to your ego and distinguish the difference between the two, you're going to expedite the process of you having every single thing that you've wanted or desired. Like, you're already gonna get it. There's no doubt that, you know, the track that you're on right now is the wrong one, because you're in the right track. You're on the right track. But like, when you start to trust that leap of faith and say, you know what? I know that this is right for me. And I know that this is, you know, exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And even if it doesn't make sense to anybody else, and you do it, I promise you guys, this is a muscle and it will build, and your results are gonna come 10 times faster just from you tuning into what feels good. So the next thing I wanna explain to you guys is download. Okay, this is like my favorite thing ever because I had no idea what this even meant. But this is what I like to call when you have an idea or a random thought in your head. It's not random. It's called a download. You're literally receiving a message in your head for a reason. And this is why meditation is so key, because you already have all of the answers. I'm not teaching you what you should do. I'm teaching you how to tune in to the answers, because there's nothing that nobody else can tell you that your intuition can, right? You have every single answer to every single struggle that you ever have right now. And when you can just listen and receive those downloads, those ideas, yep, ideas in the shower. The reason why ideas come in the shower is because you're connecting with your body. You're literally sitting with your thoughts. That's why people come up with million-dollar ideas while they're driving, or they're on a run, or they are in a shower, because they're connected with their body. And that is why all of those things and having time for yourself is so important. And journaling and doing all this work, it's the most powerful tool that every single millionaire or billionaire knows. So the fact that you guys even know this or doing it right now, I can't even preach. It just makes me so proud. So, and then last thing I want to teach you guys before we get into today's like actual homework and the question and the journaling. So intuition. Your intuition is always, always, always going to come out of love. And what I mean by this is that if something's not meant for you, it won't happen, but it won't be any of your control. So if you have a pen and paper right now, make sure you write this down. Your intuition is always going to come out of love. And so the example I want to give to you guys is when the people, you hear those documentaries about the people who are, you know, who were tying their shoe before they were going to work on the day of 9/11. Had they been there 2 minutes earlier, had they been there 5 minutes early, had they not woken up late, they would have been in that building. But that's just like the best example that I can give you about how your intuition and trusting that, it's always going to protect you. So that is one example, but I also want to give you guys some other examples that are maybe not as extreme. But like another example is like, let's say that you got a message to do makeup and you get super excited, but you're already booked. You're like, oh man, I really, really want to, but I can't. Right? Sometimes we try to control those situations. Maybe I can move stuff around. Maybe I can cancel, or maybe I can do this, or, you know, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And then the person ends up booking somebody else, and then they don't show up for the other person. And that would have been you, right? Your ego is always, or your intuition is always protecting you. And that's something I want you guys to remember anytime you have ego-based fears. So now I'll explain the difference between an intuition choice and an ego choice. So when you, an ego-based fear, or your ego-based, let's say, decision. Okay, ego-based decision. What if I host an event and then nobody shows up? I want you to like think about this question, because like ego is always going to tell you what, you know, based off of fear, like how could this go wrong, all the things, right? And if it's fear-based, you'll be able to distinguish the one between the two. And so like, what if I host an event and nobody shows up? I just won't do it. You can't control who shows up either way. What if I send her my rate and she thinks I'm charging too much, so she doesn't? Or charging too much, or what if she doesn't like the makeup? That's fear-based, right? There's nothing that you can do about that. Nothing. What if I invest in school and I miss a payment and then they hate me forever or whatever? I'll just learn myself. Like, if you're ending these thoughts with something that could go wrong, that's your ego. It's trying to protect you. Yeah, your ego wants everything with explanation and logic. Oh yeah, I love that. It's so true. So that's the difference between those two. And I always want you guys to remember that everything is always working out in your favor. And even if it isn't, it's pretty good life believing that it is. All right, so let's get into today's homework. I'm super excited about this. Okay, pen and paper. Make sure you have your pen and paper. I want everybody to write step one. And I want you to think back of day one of this workshop and think back of your ideal dream job, right? Like, we got super clear on who we'd be serving. Would you be doing special event? Would you be doing celebrity? Would you be doing bridal parties? Would you be doing just bride? Would you be doing film? So think back of whatever it is that you got. And I want you to think about what kind of look that you would love to do. Obviously, we're all artists, but like, let's say they're like, ooh, you can do whatever you want. What would you pick? And if you're on the Instagram Live, go ahead and comment. And like, let me give you guys some like description words that will kind of help you get super tuned into this. Like, for example, makeup, no makeup look. Like, is that your favorite thing to do? Dramatic glam, natural look, special effects. Like, what kind of special effects? Like a skeleton or blood. Sexy bronze goddess look. Ooh, we got the J-Lo look. Okay, that's my favorite. That's why I put this filter on all the time too, because I feel like it makes me look like that. Vintage look. Ooh, I love that. The 1940s era. Ooh, that's super fun. Avant-garde creative editorial spread. Ooh. So I'm just gonna have you guys write this in your journal. Write in your journal of what kind of look that you want this to be. Again, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm just reading off some of the comments that we have here. I get super excited that you guys are like in my energy and doing this with me. Okay. Icy blue smoky look with a pop of glitter. Ooh, I love that. I can see it already. I love when people say, just do whatever you want. And I said, oh, thank goodness. Because it's hard to match what people are actually visioning in their head. Either way, we'll be grateful that we get the makeup job. But so, step two. Everybody write step two. My next question for you is, if you had this ideal makeup job this weekend, like this upcoming weekend, what would you have to do today? If you had this ideal dream job, doing makeup for celebrities, doing your first wedding, doing makeup for editorial. Oh, I got kicked off. Okay. What would you have to do today? And if you're on the podcast, just journal on this. And then if you're on the Instagram Live, just go ahead and comment of something you'd have to do today if you had this dream job this weekend. We got another makeup look from our last question. A red, gold, smoky eye. Ooh, that's actually, if you look back at all my pictures, like I do that look so much. It's my favorite. I like anything with like gold glitter. Hey, love. We are on day 3 of the Manifesting Money workshop. What would you have to do today? Yay, I'm excited. Okay, so I got one answer here, if you're listening on the podcast. One answer was to practice the look on myself or a friend if I could find someone last minute. Make a face chart and a product list. Ooh, I'm so excited that you guys are doing this. Okay. I actually do that a lot too. If I'm doing a look that I don't usually do, I always practice on myself. Okay, make sure all my brushes are clean. I always have everything prepared just in case the dream job comes out of nowhere, but my clients deserve to be treated as if they were all celebrity clients already. Ooh, I love that. I love, love, love that. Getting your makeup brushes clean. That's a really big one, right? It's like if I had a job like tomorrow, I'd make sure everything is good to go, right? My hair's looking crazier and crazier. Make sure you guys are journaling this out. And if you feel rushed doing this along with me, just do it in more in depth in your own time. That just, it's really nice having you guys do this on Instagram. All right. So I do an Instagram reel just to promote the look on myself and make it fun. Make a fun post. Yay. I love doing Instagram reels. This is a quick business tip. I'm going to be teaching a lot about business this week, but if you are not on Instagram reels already, you need to, honey, because Instagram is promoting Instagram reels because it's a new feature, so they're already going to push that out for you. So I'm glad that you said that. Okay, we got another answer here. Got to make sure that all the products that I want to use work and the look works. Make sure that I work the kinks before I do it on somebody. Excuse my reading, by the way, guys. Daniela, please come to California. Come to San Diego, please, please, please. I would clean and organize my kit, research specific looks, and get products I would need. See, this is so important. All right, guys, I'm gonna head over to step number 3. So go ahead and write step 3 down. What would you need to move around in your schedule? This job just came out of the blue. What would you need to do in your schedule? Is it move stuff around? Is it wake up earlier? Is it not pick up an extra shift? Like, what is it? Would you need to do in your schedule? I'm so happy. What would you need to move around? What would you be doing? What would you not be doing this weekend? Okay. Definitely move things around. Or not book anything for those hours. This is really important. Make sure you guys are writing this down. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm just going to be listing off all of their answers. Hopefully this gives you some ideas. wake up earlier, possibly, but you know, pandemic life ain't got no weekend plans. I heard that. I felt that. I swear to you guys, I kind of forget what day is what. That is so funny. I think waking up earlier, okay, I want to like reiterate that part because that is really, really important, okay? What would you have to move around? I'm gonna wait for one more answer and then I will go to the next step. Ooh, well, Chanel's already off this weekend, so that's good, right? But I like to point this part out because if you guys are familiar with my story, I'm obviously, I used to have like 5 jobs all at once and I was always working and I was like office job Monday through Friday and then I would get off my office job and then I would do, I would go to school and then I would do Postmates and then I was bartending on the weekend and if I had any other time, I was doing makeup. But what we think, this is kind of like the same thing with money, like the way you respect your time is how it shows up for you too. So when you actually put these time blocks of when you are specifically keeping open for something, you're actually attracting that into your life just by planning for it. Let's say that you plan to do a makeup this weekend. Just by you having that time available, you're already attracting somebody, whether you actually book somebody or not. Okay, so this is really important. Or even you just waking up a little bit earlier. Like, those things make such a big difference. Okay, so the next one is, what would you need for your kit? You got this amazing makeup job. I'm like pretending I'm on the phone here. Hey girl, I got a job for you this weekend at this time. And I just booked you, blah, blah, blah. What do you need for your kit? What's maybe one thing that you may need for your kit? Day 3. Ooh. The new Fenty cream contour. That was one of my answers. This gets me excited. I hardly talk about makeup on my podcast, but when I do, I get super excited. Like, for example, me, I would need some more moisturizer. I have some, but not enough. I need to go make a run. I'm just giving you guys some examples here. Like, what would you need for your kit? You have this amazing makeover this weekend. Ooh, love this. My kit is on lock. Everything is clean and organized AF, but if I'm not doing something super creative, I might need something random like pipe cleaners. Okay, that is so funny for me. I love that. But it's also like, that's such a random trip to the store, you know what I mean? Like, I think, one, I just want to use it you as an example as you are in the highest version of yourself, right? Like, I think it's really important, the fact of like your kit's already set to go. That sets an example for so many other people because you are pretty much preparing yourself for the jobs. Maybe an Anastasia, I can never like say this, Anastasia Beverly Hills brow wiz. Cool. Rachel says she goes to the dollar store about once a week. I know, I love going there. And she has a whole back stock of everything. Ooh, girl, can I see everything that you have? Because I love looking at people's makeup. It's like my favorite thing to do. Okay, So step five, my next question for you is, what would you wear to this job? Now think about your answer from the beginning. Whether it was special effects, whether it was doing makeup for the first time for a special event, whether it's doing a whole bridal party, or if it's doing makeup for film, doing makeup on set, doing makeup for a celebrity, what would you wear? And if you guys haven't already heard the podcast episode where I manifested doing makeup for the Oscars, like, I swear to you guys, I've done this work before, but I've never actually, like, you know, went and got a blazer and all this kind of stuff. And then I did makeup for the Oscars and I was like, holy crap, I actually am in a position where I need to get not only all this stuff on this list, but I need to get it like tomorrow because I need to live, or I need to leave early in the morning. So my question is, what would you wear? I'm gonna read some of the comments here. That's the most important thing to do. You never want to have wash brushes or clean your brushes or you never want to have to wash your brushes or clean your brushes, because if I got called for a job in 2 hours, I would not be able to pick up and go. You guys should be taking note of this. Again, I've learned this the hard way. Cancel a gig because you want to be able to clean everything or pack, or not cancel and be able to say yes to something last minute because you're disorganized. Ooh. Hey guys, Rachel is who I am reading all these comments off from right now. And guess what? She also just started her own podcast. I'm super, super excited for you. And I love teaching. Like, if anybody wants to start a podcast, I'm just literally shooting you all of this information of what it's like and how you can run it and how I started mine. Like, again, I never hide anything. I'm just super excited that you started it. And I'm a podcast junkie. Okay. One of our answers was all black everything with a sleek bun. Ooh, I love that. Something that I teach in my makeup mentor mastermind is to show up as the highest version of yourself. And an example of this is looking a certain way. Like, I used to get on social media and not, I used to get on social media or I'd be going places and I didn't have makeup on. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, not okay to not have, or it's not okay to not have makeup on. I'm just saying, like, I would promote my services, but I wouldn't look the part in my eyes, right? Not in other people's eyes, my eyes. And sometimes when you are not showing up as the highest version of yourself, it makes you feel like you're lying, right? So I think just even dressing like this highest version, like doing your makeup the way the highest version of yourself does. And I see a lot of people in the industry who don't have time. And in my eyes, me specifically, I don't feel like the highest version of myself. Like, I don't feel very confident when I am showing up with my hair all crazy, with like a t-shirt on. That's just me personally, right? I feel 10 times more confident when I'm dressed like more business professional. I feel better when I have at least my eyeshadow done. I feel better when I have my hair at least pinned up, you know? Like, it's all about tuning into how you feel. Okay, so one of her answers was, I would wear a black retro inspired outfit to feel inspired. Ooh, this makes me happy. Okay. I'd wear all black combat boots, KN95 mask, face shield, black. Oh my gosh. I'm like trying to read. Tourmaline necklace. I hope I said that right, because you know. See, now we're talking about all the protective gear, guys. Like, hello, we are in 2020. Okay. Hey, girl. All black is powerful and the bun is such a professional touch. Ooh, yes. I just want to say that your outfit the other day at the networking event, it was so cute. I put that on my vision board. I loved your pants. And guys, I just want to mention Rachel's podcast really fast. It is called Dirty South Makeup Podcast. So if you guys are into podcasts, obviously you are listening to this for a reason. I highly, highly, highly recommend her podcast and to follow them on social media. All right, guys, we're getting into the last step. This is the part that actually matters. Okay, so everybody write step 6, of course. And now, what I want you to do is to find this job and do it for free. I want you, or you listening on the podcast, to go find this dream job and do it for free. And so I'm gonna give you guys some examples because this can sound a little woo-woo or whatever in some people's eyes. You know what? It's not woo-woo. I know exactly what this is. This is the action, right? I'm all for collaboration. I'm all for, you know, doing makeup for free and then getting something in return. But if you don't do all the other stuff in the beginning, right? You don't even know what industry you want to get into. You don't even, you know, what good is doing bridal makeup if you want to do special effects, right? Like, get super clear on what it is you want to do. And now go out there and get it, right? Find somebody who wants their makeup done for their birthday. Find a celebrity makeup artist who needs an assistant, or find somebody who is up and coming in the celebrity world and wants their makeup done for free. This is where the magic happens, is when you go out there and you be the one to instigate, right? What you're doing on this level is that you are doing whatever it is that you'd be doing if you were already getting paid to do this. I promise you, when you guys do this, the money will come. It may not come the way that you believe it will. For example, our whole entire workshop that we have started is like, my dream job would be getting paid my half day rate for $600 to do makeup for film, right? But even if you go out there and you assist for film this weekend completely for free, that money could either come to you a different way, right? You can get an unexpected job for the next day. You could get an unexpected check in the mail. You can get an unexpected bill that you no longer have to pay just because you are taking the action of what you'd be doing if you already had the money. If you already had the clients. So, let me list off actually the whole list that I have here. For example, if your dream job was to book a special event for the first time, right? This is the first time somebody is paying you to do their makeup for their birthday or something. Find somebody who wants their makeup done for their birthday and do it for free. Offer your services for free. Film. Find somebody who is doing whatever it is that you want to do and ask them if you can assist for free. makeup for photo shoots. Let's say you have this amazing, amazing, amazing like photo shoot that you want to do and that you've been dreaming of, that we just envisioned for the past 3 days. Set it up yourself. Find a model. Find an amazing photographer. And bring this vision to life. Special effects. Get super clear on the look that you want to promote, right? What would be super cool if someone asked you to do a bloody skeleton look, right? Find somebody that you can practice this on and promote it. My last example here is celebrity makeup. And this is so far-fetched for so many people, but guess what? Like we broke down yesterday, there's people that are out there already doing it. Everywhere. Connect with somebody who is already doing whatever it is that you want to do successfully. Ask them if you can assist them. That's how you get your foot in the door. Or what I like to do, I like to find people who I know for a fact are going to go somewhere, and I do their makeup for free. Let me give you guys another example. Like, I specifically am changing my niche to only doing makeup for female entrepreneurs. So I'm specifically going to do makeup for free with the looks that I want to do, that I want to promote for the people who I want to work with. And when you take this action, the money will come, right? So that's like energetically, but also on a practical level, guys, this is the number one way that I grew my clientele, because when you do makeup for somebody, they trust you, right? You are the first person that comes to their head when they think of getting their makeup done, because you've done their makeup before. They trust you. That's why people book you. Yes, they want specific looks. Yes, they want this. But what they really want is someone that they can trust. Right? And if they have a friend that needs a makeup done, they're going to refer you. Or they're going to hear that you want to do makeup for special events. They're going to hear that you want to do makeup for film. They're going to hear that you want to do makeup for celebrities. And guess what? They are going to tell everyone your goals for you. Word of mouth is the number one way that you can promote your services. You're going to be able to post it on your social media, right? When I went down and I did makeup for the Oscars, I did not get paid. Honey. I wanted that, right? That was a manifestation for me because I needed to know what it would be like to be in that position. And you know what I realized? It wasn't what I thought. But I had to do it to be clear, to know that that wasn't what I wanted. So guys, if you're watching on the Instagram Live, go ahead and comment who you are going to be finding this weekend. Hey. Hi, Patty. Hey, Renee. Yay. All right, guys, this is the end of day 3 of the Manifesting Money Workshop. I promise you guys, when you start taking action on these things, when you start to be the one to be the initiative for the things that you want, going out there and getting it, but also getting super clear on what it is that you want and making it happen, everything that you can do on your end, that is when things will start manifesting. And I want you to remember to don't be stuck on this money coming to you only through doing makeup, only through doing film, only through doing celebrities. This money can come to you no matter what. And if there's anything that you learn from me, anything that you learn from this workshop, it's just to know that it's going to happen when it's supposed to, right? Like, you're expediting the process by doing this work and getting clear and then doing the hustle and the grind and all that kind of stuff. But like, it's going to happen no matter what. And I'm just here to help you guys. I'm here to connect you guys. I am here to be your mentor. I'm here to connect you with the people who are experts in the things that we are not, right? So thank you guys so much for investing this time, this energy, and truly, truly stepping into the highest version of yourself by doing this work. Got 2 Halloween referrals through makeup artists in Atlanta who I haven't met in person. Became internet friends with Anita. Yay! All right, guys, if you are tuning into the podcast and you're doing this work right now, or if you're watching on Instagram Live, tomorrow I am announcing... Oh, thank you. Tomorrow I'm announcing the next round of my Makeup Mentor Mastermind. And this is exactly what we go so deep on for 6 weeks. And I'm super happy and grateful that you guys are kind of understanding a little bit more about why, when I teach business, it's mostly about manifesting. It's mostly about alignment. It's mostly about knowing for a fact that it doesn't matter where you're at, that you can always tap into money as a resource. So I not only teach you guys every single thing that I know about business, strategy, structure, marketing, sponsorships, affiliate marketing, creating passive income, social media, getting everything registered. That's the easy stuff, right? I can teach all of that stuff, but what I can't teach is teaching you how to know what's right for you, right? I don't know what's right for you. I don't know what feels right for you. That is a muscle that you're going to have to build over and over again. And the work never stops. It never stops. So tomorrow I am announcing the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. And I'm only taking 4 people in this next round for the simple fact of 1. That's all I can energetically handle. That's the only number that I can energetically handle without putting myself in a position where I am getting drained. 2, because I'm bringing on my coaches. Because I'm bringing on my mentors. Because I'm bringing on people who I value their time so much. And I need to make sure that whoever is in my circle values them too. 3rd reason is because we are going over mindset. We are going over money. We are going over business strategy. We are going over marketing. We are going over our kits. We are going over our rates. But we're doing this together. So even if you're interested in the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, I'm very, very selective of who I let in this for the simple fact of that you're going to be doing this in a group environment. You're going to have people who are on the same level as you. You're going to have people who are also up-leveling. These are people that you can collaborate with. These are people that you can reach out to if you need anything, right? I can teach you everything that I know, but there's so many things that you're going to learn just from the people who are in this group alone. Because that's the purpose of a mastermind, is connecting and collaborating with people who are experts in things that you are not. And there's people on this Instagram, and there's people on this podcast who are experts in things that I am not. And all I'm doing is bringing all of this together in one place. And the reason why I'm mentioning this on the podcast first, and I'm mentioning this on the workshop for those who are on the Instagram Live, is because you guys are the ones who are investing the time. You're investing the energy. You're investing the work, right? You're diving deep on your mindset. and I'm only taking 4 people on this next round for a reason. And I wanted you guys who are already doing the work to be the first to know. So tomorrow we are going to be announcing a winner. Of course, I love rewarding you guys for doing this work, for diving deep in your mindset, for getting on these free challenges on Instagram for like an hour, for writing stuff down on your journals while you're listening to a podcast when you could be doing other things. Like, I understand that. That's how I started this process. I did not invest in things the first year. All I did was get on all of the free lives and take on any single information that I could. So I cannot commend you guys enough for showing up for yourself. I cannot commend you enough on the podcast for listening. I'm already telling you that this is going to expedite your process from you doing this work. So tomorrow I am coming on Instagram Live the same time that I did today, and I'm announcing a winner. I'm so happy and grateful that we got a sponsor for this workshop, and we're going to be giving away a free makeup artist planner. This planner is going to be your life. I'm telling you guys, every single makeup artist needs it. That's why I'm going to be using it also as a bonus for those who are in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. Hey girl, oh my gosh, I miss you so much. And I want to reward you guys for showing up and doing this work for yourselves. I know it's a lot of work. And so tomorrow I'm going to be announcing the winner, who I believe has had the biggest breakthrough. So remember to be posting your homework. Tell me one thing that you learned today. What is one thing that was an aha moment? And tag me at the Makeup Mentor Challenge. Yay! All right, guys, that concludes the last day of this workshop. Again, thank you so much for showing up for yourself. And I will see you on the gram.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned from this is just coming to the realization of knowing like my true worth and my true value, like not only as an artist, but like as a person. And oh my gosh, I'm trying not to get emotional. Like, I don't want to cry. I'm such an emotional person.
Me too.
I've gone so long, like, struggling and like feeling like I didn't know what I wanted to do, and like I didn't know if I was good enough to do this. And even now, like, I know that I still have a long ways to go, like as an artist, and lots of things that I still want to continue learning and growing as. But like, thanks to this, like this mentorship, like I've realized that like it is something that I can make happen. Like, all the things that I've been scared of, like, I know that there's not really anything to be scared of anymore, because it's like, if I just believe in myself and I put it out there, like, I know it'll happen.
It's so, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing. You got me over here. I'm an empath, so I'm like, oh.
I totally agree with you. I definitely think that, like you said, you know, the mentorship and just really giving yourself credit, giving ourselves credit for our full potential and being aware of what that is. For me, my biggest takeaway, I think, has been, you know, like I said, my industry has changed a lot in the last 20 years. And when I first started, it was very cutthroat. It probably still is. It is. And I was kind of almost raised, for a lack of a better word, to be very independent and to be very quiet and to be very, you know, don't let move in silence, and, you know, don't let anybody know what you're up to. And I've always been that way because I've had to be. And I've went independently, like I said, very young into my career. If I hadn't, I would have been stuck at my max commission at 23 years old. And so I guess my biggest aha moment throughout this mentorship has been, you know, having support, because it's crazy to think about how many years have passed by you know, while maybe I wasn't fully inspired, or maybe I was confused about what I was doing or where I wanted to go, and not having anyone to bounce those ideas or fears off of, or not having that those people to celebrate those wins with, or even, you know, talk about those fears, you know, or like you said, those things that a lot of people don't talk about, because if you do, then you're not a powerful stylist. And if you do, then you're, you know, you're a sissy for being afraid of that and not just taking the risk. And so one of the things that I really miss being in the salon is having a team. And even though, you know, I work with the team with Sexy Hair, or I might work with the team, I'm an independent contractor. So I've been independent for a really long time. And I think one of my biggest takeaways is, you know, having that support system. And I don't think that we would realize the things that we're lacking in, or how, what our full potential is without that support. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So I do really appreciate that part. And with that being said, I do just want to say, I know it's our last call, but I'm here. You guys know my Instagram. I'm totally down to ever, you know, coordinate a collab or get together for coffee, or just continue to celebrate our wins or talk about our fears, you know, outside of these calls. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm readily available for you both, whatever it may be. And I really do appreciate having a safe place to talk to about these things, because I think that also the fact that we haven't worked together and we don't have a professional history together goes a long way too. I think even when people have said that in the past, oftentimes it's like, you do confide, and then later it's like, well, I guess she's not as strong as she thinks she is when it comes to the industry. And it's a very catty, very petty, and it can be a very lonely industry with being surrounded with that type of people. And I think that working in certain salons, like the ones that I've always worked at, that's what I was surrounded in. And so coming from that, it literally went from that to just shutting everyone out and just being like a one-man show, because it was just very not welcoming. So I think, you know, going through that solitude and now kind of like reawakening back into the reemerging back into the industry at in a completely different mindset, surrounded with different people, I think is just, to me, the biggest